We've been working on the latest Eastern Standard. I'm Tom Martin with a preview.
We just have too many young people not reading at grade level by third grade.
Dreema Gentry, Executive Director of Partners for Education at Berea College.
When Dreema approached us with this idea and opportunity for collaboration, we jumped all over it.
Leslie Graham of Save the Children U.S. will tell you about a partnership between these two organizations to enhance efforts by rural libraries to make sure all kids know how to read by the time they reach third grade.
We know by looking at data on high school dropouts that their chance of entering into the justice system is greater, and their chance of really getting a college degree is much, much less, right? And we know that college graduates and those that graduate from some type of post-secondary, their outcomes as far as life expectancy, health, and of course, economic mobility are much greater. So by not being reading at grade level by third grade, it's really putting a lot of barriers in the place of that lifetime success that we want for all young people.
Our series on racial justice and equality returns.
I've had to talk not only with my boys, but with our girls as well.
Berea College history professor Dwayne Mack is Gerald Smith's guest.
They could be pulled over. They could be arrested. So we've had to have that talk with our children about what to do. Keep your hands on the steering wheel. Say, yes, sir, no, ma'am. Be very polite. Don't reach for the glove compartment.
And Dr. Mack shares his perspective on policing and law enforcement policy. Cases of drug overdose deaths in the Ohio Valley have reached their highest levels ever during this pandemic. Corinne Boyer begins a three-part series looking at addiction during such a time of social isolation and economic despair. Among those she talked with, a member of Narcotics Anonymous in Lexington.
We've raised our families together. Our kids know one another. We generally go to eat after meetings or coffee or other things. We socialize together, and all that's changed. And it was an abrupt change.
Recovery groups are a crucial component of sobriety for many, but those meetings stopped or went virtual when shutdown orders forced people to stay home. You'll hear about a major institution serving a region of Kentucky that has for so long been identified with coal, making the transition to solar.
This farm will offset about 320 metric tons of carbon dioxide emissions each year.
Judy Jenkins, Associate Professor of Chemistry at Eastern Kentucky University, says this is about more than reducing the university's carbon footprint. It's making it possible for students to
get the hands-on practical skills that they need to take what they've learned and implement it in other places.
Should I stay or should I go?
And you'll hear my conversation with the author of a book whose title I can't say on the radio, but whose contents should ring a bell for many Kentuckians.
We all deal with that struggle of, should I stay or should I go? How can I move forward? And I really wanted to reflect that. So in a lot of ways, it can be a dark book because I try to be really honest about that struggle.
Leah Hampton.
We think our communities are whiter and more conservative than they often really are. And externally, we're seen as being this monolith, of red states, when really there's so much progressive politics that originated in Appalachia that's affected our nation's history for the last 100 years.
It's all on this week's edition of Eastern Standard, Thursday at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m., Sunday at 6 p.m. here on 88.9 and on our mobile app. For Eastern Standard and WEKU, I'm Tom Martin.